Welcome to Brian's Poetry Oasis, an invitation to sit back, close your eyes, and take a moment just for you. Though we have barely crossed the threshold from October into November, at least one local radio station is already playing Christmas music. So while I had a chance, I've reached for a poem that I wrote last year on Halloween. The name of the poem is Why He Would Walk, and it describes the aftermath of a fight between a husband and a wife, one so intense that the man has to get away, perhaps to cool off, or perhaps to ponder if this might be something more permanent. The style takes after Ernest Hemingway, known for his declarative sentences and his tough, terse prose, where imagery and dialogue are all that the reader is exposed to. But underneath it all, powerful emotions are revealed. This is another opportunity to take some time just for you. Whether you're taking a morning walk, sitting in your recliner with your eyes closed, taking a break at your desk, at work, whatever you might do to say and show how much you care about yourself and that you want to nurture your body, your mind, your emotions, and your spirit. Before he knew why he would walk, big gusts of wind blew rain against their window pane. There were leaves of gold, damp, and sidewalk strewn, for the wind and rain had stopped by then. Some leaves looked like cut-out hearts, paper thin, flattened, torn. Many had black smudges from what rain and wind and dirt, when mixed, had left behind, like mascara that ran down her cheek. Licked by tongues of wind and tears of rain, they lie stuck on cold concrete of heartless stone. It happened to be Halloween, and it was dark much earlier, but porch lights lit his way, as so for little silhouettes that dashed from one light to the next, to grab the biggest and the best. A brisk breeze cooled the air behind his neck. Nice evening for a walk, though that was not all that he thought. He walked briskly, and not much time would pass before he knew why he would walk. His favorite book, a glass of wine, she'd already set out for him. Until next time, peace.